This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, screw those played out bar services. Am I right? Like, if you're so over that basic crap and you want to, like, really level up your next event, you know, we got a deep dive into Barrel and Bloom Co.
Ooh, friend.
They're this Denver company, mobile bartending, and they're all about, like, creating these unforgettable experiences.
Unforgettable, huh?
Yeah, so we've got their website pulled up right now, their whole about section. We even snuck a peek at their sip of the month cocktail situation.
Nice.
So let's get into it. Are they just hype or are they the real deal?
I think it's smart they're pushing the whole experience thing.
That's for sure.
The Denver market is like completely saturated, and honestly, anyone can pour a drink, right?
Yeah, true.
So you got to bring something else to the table to even stand out.
Totally. And like, they're really big on that whole local love thing, which I'm always down for.
Right.
Supporting local vendors and businesses, keeping it Denver.
Yeah,
you know.
Love that.
But here's what like really caught my eye though.
Mm-hmm.
They're really upfront about paying their bartenders like an actual living wage.
Oh, wow.
And making sure they get all those service fees.
Good for them.
In an industry that's like notorious for screwing over their workers, that's a pretty big deal.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean, that just like shows you their values, right? They value their employees, which sadly you don't always see these days.
It's true.
And for you, like as a customer, it means you're supporting a business that's, you know, trying to do things the right way.
Okay. So far, so good. But let's get down to brass tacks here. They toss around this unforgettable experiences thing a lot. How are they actually delivering on that?
Yeah.
Beyond, you know, just mixing a decent drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this just like marketing BS?
Well, for one, they really emphasize their mixology expertise.
Yeah.
Like, their bartenders have specialized training and are TIPS certified. Training for intervention procedures by servers. So basically it means they know their stuff and they're trained to like serve responsibly.
Right.
But they also really emphasize customization. Like they'll work with you to create like a totally unique experience tailored to your event. No cookie cutter crap.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's talk about the sip of the month thing.
Oh yeah.
So this month it's the Crimson Amour. And it is like screaming Valentine's Day vibes.
Oh my God.
Tequila, cranberry juice, grenadine, a rose petal garnish. It's pretty, but does it actually taste good?
Well, I mean, the tequila definitely like adds a bit of an edge to the sweetness of the cranberry and the grenadine.
I could see that.
And then the rose petals are obviously playing into that whole like romantic theme. They even suggest pairing it with things like chocolate covered strawberries or cheese,
right,
or even ceviche, which is kind of interesting.
Ceviche.
Yeah.
With the tequila cranberry drink. I don't know about
that. It's a little different.
But I do appreciate that they're thinking about the whole picture.
Yeah.
The drinks, the food pairings, they're trying to like create a whole vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Sip, savor, celebrate.
Yeah, that's their whole tagline.
A little cheesy, but I get it.
It does make you wonder though, is this genuine, you know, or is this just really clever marketing?
Right. Are they actually all about maximizing joy, as they put it, or is that just a fancy way of saying they're trying to sell you something? I'm curious to like dig deeper into their origin story.
Well, they started Barrel and Bloom Co. Because a friend had like a really terrible experience with another mobile bartending service.
Really?
So they saw a gap in the market for like something better, something that was more focused on quality and a positive experience.
They're like the Robin Hood of bartending.
Yeah.
Stealing from the shitty service providers and giving back to the people.
Maybe not stealing, but definitely like aiming to right some wrongs in the industry.
I like it.
And remember, they're locally owned and operated, so there's that real personal touch.
Right.
You know? And that connection to the community that you might not find with those like bigger, more corporate services.
Okay, the local love and the ethical practices, I'm on board with that.
For sure.
But how about the actual drinks?
Right.
They talk a big game about mixology expertise.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we know they're not just like pouring pre-made mixes and slapping a fancy garnish on top?
That's fair. I mean, we've seen their sip of the month, which suggests at least some level of creativity. But to really judge their skills, we need to look at their full cocktail menu. Do they offer classic cocktails with a twist?
Okay.
Signature drinks that like reflect the season or the event theme?
Yeah.
That's where you'll see their true capabilities.
You're right. Let's put their mixology skills under the microscope and see if they can actually back up their claims.
Let's do it.
And while we're at it, let's dig into their packages and pricing.
Ooh.
Are they catering to the like champagne and caviar crowd, or can us regular folks afford a taste of this Barrel and Bloom magic?
The people want to know.
Stay tuned, folks. We're just getting started.
Okay, so let's dive into these packages and pricing, shall we?
Yes, please.
They've got like three main options.
Okay.
Essence and Elixir, Bespoke Brews and Bubbles, and Grand Gala.
Ooh, Grand Gala.
The names definitely get like fancier as you go up the ladder. And that Grand Gala sounds, well, grand. But here's the thing, like, no prices are listed on the website.
Ugh, that always makes me so suspicious, you know?
Yikes.
Like, what are they hiding? Are they scared of, like, scaring people off with their high-end prices?
Maybe.
Or are they just being, like, coy, hoping to lure you in with all these promises of a bespoke experience, and then, like, bam, they hit you with the bill?
I mean, it's definitely a strategy. They're playing up the personalized service angle, right? You got to contact them, discuss your needs, and get a custom quote.
Right.
It creates this like aura of exclusivity, you know, like you're getting something truly unique.
I get that, but like I just want to know what I'm getting into up front, you know.
Yeah.
I'm all for personalized service, but a little transparency wouldn't kill them. Give me a ballpark figure before I start spilling my guts about my like dream wedding or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely a balancing act, but let's not forget their commitment to supporting local. Every dollar you spend with them goes back into the Denver community. They're sourcing their ingredients locally, supporting local businesses, and paying their bartenders a living wage.
True, true. That's a big point in their favor.
Yeah.
But who are their clients, you know?
Yeah.
Are they just catering to the Denver elite? Or can, like, us regular folks actually get in on this action?
Good question. I mean, just based on their branding and this whole emphasis on high-end mobile bartending, they're probably targeting, like, a more discerning customer, someone who values quality, experience, and that local touch. But hey, maybe they have options for those of us who aren't, you know, exactly rolling in dough. We'd have to do some more digging to find out.
All right, let's put on our detective hats and like try to crack this pricing mystery. Mm-hmm. Maybe we go undercover, pretend we're planning some super swanky event and see what kind of numbers they throw at us.
Ooh, I love it.
A little investigative journalism never hurt anyone,
that's
right? We'll infiltrate their world, sample their cocktails, and report back with all the juicy details.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, but let's rewind for a second. Their origin story mentions, like, a friend having a bad experience with another mobile bartending service, right?
Huh?
And that's, like, what sparked this whole Barrel and Bloom Co.
Yeah.
What happened? Like, what was so bad that it inspired them to create a whole company?
I know. The website doesn't give us the juicy details, unfortunately. But we know they wanted to, like, raise the bar, so to speak.
Literally.
Haha, right? They saw a problem and decided to fix it, but with cocktails.
Come on, spill the tea. Was it, like, watered-down drinks, shitty service, a bartender hitting on all the guests? I need details.
Maybe that's part of their strategy. You know? They're focusing on the positive, on what they bring to the table, rather than, like, dwelling on those negative experiences of the past.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But let's talk about your tagline for a minute. Sip. Savor, celebrate.
Catchy, right.
Yeah, it's catchy, but is there any, like, real substance behind it?
I think it reflects their overall philosophy, you know?
Yeah.
They're not just, like, providing drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, curating an experience. They want you to slow down, enjoy the moment, and, like, celebrate life's wins, big or small.
Okay.
And they're doing that through, you know, these carefully crafted cocktails, personalized service, and, like, creating this positive atmosphere.
I get that, but let's be real. Like, okay. Most of us are juggling a million things, work, family, life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really have time for all this, like, savoring and celebrating?
That's where Barrel and Bloom Co. comes in. They take care of all those details so you can focus on what really matters. Connecting with your guests, enjoying the moment, making memories. They're like your personal party planners, but with a mixology twist.
Okay, I'm sold. They're local, they're ethical, and they're all about maximizing joy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the big question is, would I hire them for my own event?
Ooh. Good question.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think I would. They seem like they genuinely care about creating a special experience, and their commitment to quality and community, like really aligns with my values.
That's what it comes down to, right?
Totally.
Finding a company that reflects your values and priorities. Barrel and Bloom Co. might not be for everyone, but they've definitely carved out their own little niche here in Denver.
All right, folks. That's our deep dive into Barrel and Bloom Co.
Ooh.
We've uncovered their local roots, their commitment to ethical practices, and their passion for creating those unforgettable experiences. Now it's up to you to decide if their Sip Saver Celebrate philosophy is a good fit for your next event. So we've talked about their local focus, their ethical practices, and that whole Sip Saver Celebrate thing, but I'm still, like, hung up on their origin story.
I know, right.
They started Barrel and Bloom Co. because their friend had, like, a really bad experience with another mobile bar service.
Yeah, that's what they said.
What exactly went wrong? Like, I need the dirt.
Yeah, the website's pretty vague on that.
Mm, so annoying.
They mentioned wanting to raise the bar, pun intended, I guess,
yeah.
And, like, offer something truly exceptional.
Of course.
But they don't give specifics about what that bad experience was.
That's so frustrating. Was it watered-down drinks? Like, shitty bartenders, a service that was just a total disaster. Don't leave us hanging.
Well, maybe they're doing it on purpose, keeping it vague, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Focusing on the positive and what they're doing differently and not, like, dwelling on the negative experiences of the past.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it would be way more compelling if they, like, gave us a real-life example.
Totally.
Something we can relate to that shows why Barrel and Bloom Co. is the answer. You know?
Agreed. Having a solid example would make their claims a lot stronger.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about their commitment to using local vendors.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds good, obviously, but what's the real impact? How does this even benefit the community, and how does it, like, affect how good their drinks are?
Okay, so supporting local vendors has this, like, ripple effect through the whole community. It keeps the money flowing in the local economy, helps out small businesses, and it creates jobs.
That's awesome.
And when it comes to quality, it usually means you're getting fresher ingredients and a more unique selection. It's not like the same mass-produced stuff you'd find at any other bar.
I see. So it's not just some feel-good marketing thing. There's, like, real meaning behind it.
Exactly.
I like that. It shows they're not just thinking about making money.
Right. It really aligns with their whole thing of making a positive impact, both on their clients and the community as a whole.
Now, let's talk about the big thing, pricing.
Undone.
They're being super secretive about it
mm-hmm.
on their website. No menus, no packages, no starting prices. It's all very mysterious and bespoke.
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Are they just catering to, like, the one percenters, or can normal people afford to hire them?
It's hard to say without an actual price list, you know.
I know.
Their branding definitely makes it seem like they're going for the high-end luxury market.
Yeah.
But they also talk a lot about customization and working with clients to create something that fits their budget. So maybe they have choices for those of us who aren't, you know, loaded.
Yeah.
We'd have to contact them for a quote to really know.
Yeah, I guess we would. But it would be nice if they were a little more upfront.
Oh, for sure.
Even just giving a price range would be helpful. Kind of annoying we have to jump through hoops just to get a basic idea of what they charge.
Agreed. A little transparency would definitely make them seem more approachable and less exclusive.
All right. So we've basically taken apart their website, you know, analyzed all their services. We even tried to figure out their super secret pricing.
We did our best.
What's the final verdict? Are they worth all the hype?
I think they're doing a lot of things right, you know? Their commitment to local sourcing, ethical practices, and creating a personalized experience is amazing.
Totally.
And their emphasis on mixology shows that they really care about their drinks. But not being transparent about their pricing is a big minus.
Yeah, I agree. That's, like, my biggest hesitation. I'm all for supporting local businesses that, like, share my values.
Of course.
But I also need to know if I can actually afford them. It's a tough balance.
It really is. At the end of the day, you got to weigh the pros and cons and decide if Barrel and Bloom Co. is the right choice for you and for your wallet.
Okay, folks. That's it. Our deep dive into Barrel and Bloom Co. is officially done.
Yay.
We've uncovered their strengths, their weaknesses, and, like, hopefully given you some stuff to think about. Now it's up to you to decide if their whole Sip Saver Celebrate thing is worth the price tag.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup. Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.